dying, he and his wife Elizabeth are both doctors and work as medical researchers. They are both Falun Gong practitioners and got married shortly before Jiang Zemin began his relentless campaign to eliminate Falun Gong in China. The young newlyweds never expected that their life together would be one filled with worry and pain.
I never got a chance to meet Hai Ying's family. Less than 1 year after we got married, Jiang Zemin banned Falun Gong and began to persecute it. Hai Ying's whole family had been practicing Falun Gong since 1995. His mother and sister were sentenced to labor camps for 1.5 years and put under house arrest when they were released. His father was also detained, and his brother was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
My brother, younger brother, is 31 years old. He's also a doctor, physician in a big hospital. Also, he's a very warm-hearted, try to help others. Like in that area, there's a lot of retired worker and retired teachers. They want to learn the exercise, they want to read together. And he went back in a senior citizen group and helped them to correct the movement, the exercise.
The persecution of Falun Gong began on July 20th, 1999. In the month before, Jiang Zemin initiated the 610 Office, a Gestapo-like organization used to implement the persecution of Falun Gong. Jiang Zemin's regime has constantly issued various secret orders against Falun Gong through the 610 Office. From the directive to physically destroy Falun Gong practitioners, to Falun Gong practitioners being tortured to death is counted as suicide, and do not identify the body, cremate locally. The 610 Office uses three methods to persecute Falun Gong practitioners: brainwashing, torture, and propaganda.
Hai Ying is a friend of mine. I really understand his feeling because I had the same similar situation, because my sister had been detained for over 3 years, and I got no news from her at all.
Yufang's sister Xiaolin is a 51-year-old librarian. In October 1999, while she was on her way to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong, Xiaolin was seized by police in Guangzhou and sent to a local labor camp. She was later sentenced to 2 years of forced labor in a Guangdong province labor camp.
After the 2 years period passed, she wasn't released at all. My parents were allowed to visit her, but maybe only one or two times. And after that, nobody are allowed to visit her anymore, including my parents, my sister and brother, nobody. And since then, I have no idea what happens to her.
Hai Ying and Yu Feng's stories are not isolated cases. Many citizens and residents throughout the United States are suffering similar heartache as their families are torn apart.
We're in Chicago. It's the middle of winter here. It's called the Windy City, and it's often 5 degrees below zero or even colder. Yet every day, senior citizens come out here opposite the Chinese consulate and sit in protest of the persecution of Falun Gong. Xing Weifang is here because her cousin is one of a huge number of people unjustly detained in China in labor camps.
Hundreds of thousands have been detained and sent to the labor camp, where over 500 have been tortured to death. Over 1,000 people have been forced into mental hospital to receive nerve-damaging drugs. The persecution has affected over 70 million people and their family members, friends, employers, and callers. Not a single corner in China has not been hurt by the persecution.
In China, over 70 million people were practicing Falun Gong in 1999. This made the head of the Communist Party in China, Jiang Zemin, so jealous that he ordered everyone who practiced Falun Gong to be severely punished. Today, hundreds of thousands are being unjustly detained.
Well, people are dying every day. That's quite urgent. The Chinese government has some significant problems of their own, and they're wasting the resources of the entire country persecuting a physical exercise. It just doesn't make any sense. And to have innocent people who are just trying to better their health, going to jail, having families disrupted, mothers being separated from their children, this is just unconscionable.
My dad was dragged away from home in the early morning of July 20th, 1999. So the persecution has begun for 3 years, and also my dad was jailed by the Chinese government for 3 years.
He told my aunts he was put on a small bench for 7 whole days without even giving him any sleep at all when he was first arrested. I can hardly imagine how bad he suffered. Some people say, he got tortured. We don't have solid evidence. But so far from I know, he has several missing teeth. Also, when my aunt visited him last year, they told me he coughed constantly and lost some weight. So I'm really concerned about his health condition and the jail condition.
There are currently about 40 families affected by this throughout the United States, where they have their loved ones incarcerated in China simply for practicing the Falun Gong exercises. In particular, we are focusing currently on Dr. Michael Yang's sister. Dr. Yang is a psychiatrist in Philadelphia. Originally, he was apprehensive about coming to us for support. He was uncertain as to whether going public with this case would bring more problems to his sister than benefit.
Zhang Yuhui has been sentenced to 10 years in jail just for writing articles about Falun Gong on a Chinese website. His once happy family is now broken into pieces. His young daughter had to be left behind with relatives when his wife and 5-year-old son were forced to move from Macau to the United States. She and her son now walk an hour every day to sell shoes, caps, and gloves out of a small shopping cart that they push through the streets. During the winter, when it's so cold, her little son cuddles inside a cardboard box to get warm. The persecution plays no favorites. Fathers, mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, all are targets.
It was November 1999. I had to go on a business trip to Kunming. When I came back, I found my wife gone. Later, I found out the reason she was arrested was that she had distributed some Falun Gong flyers on the street. Practitioners who were released from Sanctuary Prison told me that under the conditions in that prison, if you don't give up your belief and your willpower is not strong, you will go insane. I got really, really concerned for my wife. In addition to a lack of nutrition, inhumane treatment, and intense mental pressure, her mother told me that her eyes are almost blind. My wife's mother told me, as the situation of Falun Gong in China is like this today, even if she could get out of jail, she's a Falun Gong practitioner, she will not be able to get a passport to meet you in the United States. Maybe you should find another girl to be your wife. I told her immediately, no matter what happens to Fei Fei, I will wait for her forever.
The fiancé of American citizen and Falun Gong practitioner Charles Lee has been working around the clock to let people know the plight of her husband-to-be. Yong Ching Fu, a 29-year-old software consultant, received a call from the U.S. consulate in Shanghai, informing her that Charles had been arrested when he got off a plane in Guangzhou, in January of 2003. He returned to China to visit his parents for Chinese New Year. Charles received his medical degree in China and came to the United States in 1991 to begin graduate study at the University of Illinois on a full scholarship. He graduated in 1995 with a master's degree in physiology and then went to Harvard to do research. He recently moved to California to open his own business.
I think it's fairly common knowledge to China watchers that they are trying to eradicate Falun Gong, and they're using all the resources of the state to do so. We are trying to shine light on what's going on over there. We find that with government support, support of human rights organizations, support of everybody, helps to deter the violence going on over there.
The governments and citizens of many countries have been working toward getting family members released. The Canadian House of Commons unanimously passed a motion to discuss the issue with Jiang Zemin at the 2002 Asia-Pacific Economic Conference in Mexico. Along with Canada, the United Kingdom and Australia have also been successful in winning early release for imprisoned family members. And the United States government has been very supportive. Sam Liu of Georgia was able to get a letter forwarded to his wife with the assistance of his congressman. And Congresswoman Anna Eschew, with the help of many others, has been working hard on behalf of Charles Lee.
We're confident that as the people of the United States come to understand how terrible and unjust this persecution of the practitioners of Falun Gong in China really is, that they too will join together with the voices of those in other countries around the world to bring out of China Falun Gong practitioners who have been unjustly detained. The message is, this persecution is completely unacceptable to Americans. Bring our family members home. Release all Falun Gong practitioners now.